There was a local journalist asking Eric, as the coffin was hauled noisily into the back of a truck, "Are you having second thoughts about this, Eric?" She had to yell over the sound of the digger. "Ha!" Eric replied. "I keep expecting you to change your mind," shouted the journalist. Then there was Frank Olson himself, shriveled and brown on a slab in a pathologist's lab at Georgetown University, Washington, his leg broken, a big hole in his skull. And then, in this home video, Eric was back at home, exhilarated, talking on the phone to Nils. "I saw Daddy today!" After Eric put the phone down, he told his friend with the video camera the story of the bicycle trip he and Nils took in 1961, from the bottom of their driveway all the way to San Francisco. "I'd seen an article in Boy's Life about a 14-year-old kid who cycled from Connecticut to the West Coast," Eric said. "So I figured my brother was 12 and I was 16, and that averaged out at 14, so we could do it. We got these terrible, heavy, 2-speed twin bikes, and we started off right here, 40 West. We heard it went all the way. And we made it. We went all the way." "No," said Eric's friend. "Yeah," said Eric. "We cycled across the country." "No way." "It's an incredible story," said Eric. "And we've never heard of a younger person than my brother who cycled across the United States. It's doubtful there is one. When you think about it, 12 and alone. It took us 7 weeks, and we had unbelievable adventures all the way."
"Did you camp out?"
"We camped out. Farmers would invite us to stay in their houses. In Kansas City, the police picked us up, figuring we were runaways. And when they found out we weren't, they let us stay in their jail."
"And your mum let you do this?"
"Yeah, that's a kind of unbelievable mystery." Eric's mother, Alice, had died by 1994. She had been drinking on the quiet since the 1960s, and had begun locking herself in the bathroom and coming out mean and confused. Eric would never have exhumed his father's remains while she was alive. His sister Lisa had died too, together with her husband and their 2-year-old son. They'd been flying to the Adirondacks, where they were going to invest money in a lumber mill. The plane crashed and everyone on board was killed.
"Yeah," said Eric. "It's an unbelievable mystery that my mother let us go. But we called home twice a week from different places, and the local paper, the Frederick paper, twice a week had these front-page articles like, 'Olson's Reach St. Louis.' All across the country back then there were billboards advertising a place called Harold's Club, which was a big gambling casino in Reno. It used to be the biggest casino in the world. And their motif was, 'Harold's Club or Bust.' Every day we'd see these billboards, 'Harold's Club or Bust.' It became a kind of slogan for our journey.